Friends, when you move into a new home, one of the first things people put outside their front door, of course, is a doormat. And doormats can be surprisingly honest. Some say, welcome. Some say, go away. Some say, come back with wine. Some say nothing at all, just a plain mat whose only job is just to keep the mud outside. But what if I told you that a doormat, your doormat, the one that you hang not on your front porch, but in your heart, in your congregation, in the way you move through the world, is actually a theological document? What if what you do with people who show up at your threshold says something profound about what you believe about God? That is exactly the claim Jesus is making in these three spare, quiet verses at the end of Matthew chapter 10. After a long, demanding, sending speech full of warnings about wolves and floggings and families divided against themselves, Jesus lands here in the simple act of welcome. And he makes the most astonishing claim. He says, how you receive the person I send to you is how you receive me. And how you receive me is how you receive the one who sent me. In other words, the doormat out front says something about who you think is standing on your porch. From Matthew chapter 10, verses 40 through 42. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. Would you pray with me? Gracious God, here in this space, breathe into us your spirit, we pray, that these words from my mouth and the meditations of my heart may be wholly acceptable to you and to find a home in the hearts of these, your beloved. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Notice the chain Jesus builds. Disciple, Jesus, God. Each welcome passes the link upward. Each act of reception is an act of theology. Now, this might sound abstract, but Jesus immediately gets concrete. He moves from prophets and righteous people, recognizable categories of honored figures, all the way down to these little ones. And that phrase, little ones, in Matthew's gospel is never a term of condescension. It is a term of belonging. The little ones are vulnerable, the easily overlooked, the one society doesn't throw banquets for. And Jesus says, give even one of them a cup of cold water, just a cup of cold water. No sermon attached, no standing in the middle of an airplane aisle trying to preach to the back part of the airplane, no means test, no background check. Friends, none of that will be lost. The economy of God, Jesus is telling us, does not lose track of small kindnesses. The ledger of heaven keeps better records than we do. The welcome mat you roll out for the unimpressive stranger is seen. It is received. It counts. Which brings us to that remarkable scene in Jeremiah 28. Two prophets face each other in the temple courtyard. Hananiah has just proclaimed a word of comfort. In 2 years, the exile will end, the yoke of Babylon will be broken, the vessels of the temple will be returned. It is a beautiful word, a hopeful word, exactly what the people want to hear. And Jeremiah, a man who has spent his career delivering nothing but bad news, says, "Amen. May God do exactly what you have said. I want you to be right. I hope you are right." But then he says something honest. The test of a prophet is not whether the word sounds good. It's whether the word comes true. Prophets who spoke of peace in the past were not validated by their optimism. They were validated by the fulfillment of what they said. What does this have to do with doormats? Everything. Because one of the hardest things about genuine welcome is that it requires discernment. Not every word spoken in God's name is from God. Jeremiah knew this. He didn't close the door on Hananiah. He engaged him, honored the possibility, and told the truth about how we know. Welcome doesn't mean naive trust. It means remaining open while remaining wise. The community that welcomes well is the community that has learned to ask not who impresses us, but who has been sent. And that is a question that takes time and patience and the willingness to be surprised by who God sends. The psalmist gives us the foundation beneath all of this. He writes, "Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne." The poet continues, singing, "Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you." This is a portrait of God's character. God's throne, God's very reign, God's authority in the cosmos is not built on power for its own sake. It's built on steadfast love. The Hebrew word hesed, covenant faithfulness, loyal love, a love that does not let go. It goes before God like a herald that precedes every divine act. So when Jesus says, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me," he is not making an administrative claim about the apostolic authority. He is revealing something about the nature of God who sent him. This is a God whose hesed goes before, who sends messengers into the world, who identifies with the vulnerable and overlooked, who notices the cup of cold water. To welcome in the name of Jesus is to participate in the character of God. Your doormat, when it says welcome, is making a statement about what you believe the universe is like at its deepest level, even if you're requesting wine. I want to close this morning with a question and not a challenge. In the weeks ahead, someone will show up on the edge of your life who doesn't look particularly important. They will not arrive trailing credentials. They may not be articulate about their need. As a matter of fact, they may be quite inconvenient. They may smell like the road they've been on. They will almost certainly not be the person you were expecting. Jesus says that person is carrying something, not just a need, but a connection, a thread that runs if you follow it all the way back to the one who sent him. Back to the throne built on steadfast love. Back to the God who sings through the psalmist, I have made a covenant, I have sworn, I will not let go. A cup of cold water. That is all it takes to tug on that thread. That is all it takes to participate in the divine economy that keeps track of small things. So here's the question for you this week. What does your doormat say? Not the one on your front porch. The one in your chest, beating in front of your heart. The one written in how you move through the grocery store, how you treat the person who needs too much of your time, how your congregation decides who belongs here. Does it say, welcome? And if it does, do you know who might be welcoming? In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.